Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Waco American Government teacher Renee Reichenbach, who is the first recipient of the Civil Rights, Civil Liberties, Excellence in Teaching Award given at the Iowa Council for the Social Studies Conference. What are the most important values or lessons that you try to instill in your students?
I want them to know that they have a voice. They need to speak their mind, even when their voice shakes. That's a quote from a woman who had been a member of the Gray Panthers years ago. But I really emphasize to them that they've got to tether their voice, their opinions to evidence. You can't just say you don't like something that's going on or that you're anti-this or anti-that if you don't know. You don't know the different sides to the issue, and it's important that they be educated and be open to more education in an informal sense as much as a formal sense, getting to know the different sides and how things are going to affect them and the fact decisions will affect others. I really emphasize that local government matters, and that they should be paying attention to what's going on and try to get involved. There's a lot more, but those are some of the key things. I want them to be paying attention.
Are there any challenges you still face with teaching about the Constitution?
I love teaching about the Constitution. The past 2 days in class, students have been, in my two government classes, have been playing a game in which they're in groups, so the legislative, executive, and judicial branches, and they're searching for powers to check on the other two branches. And it's been great fun because they come in and they get right into their groups. I've got 17 and 18-year-olds who are rapidly trying to search through the Constitution, and it's just a lot of fun to watch. I love teaching about the Constitution, and I feel so lucky at Waco that I get to do it for a full year. The state only requires one semester of American government. Waco requires a full year, and I think our students come out as educated citizens.
In the description of the award that you received, it mentions that a teacher who is recognized with this award is someone who encourages students to fight injustice. What kinds of ways do you encourage students to get out in the world and be active in the civil system?
I've done different things over the years, so I don't feel like I've taught government exactly the same ever in 19 years of teaching it. So lots of different ways. I've done activities where students, they look at their communities and they try to see what's the problem and how can we fix this. Students have gone to different meetings where they've spoken up after they've researched issues. Some years ago, students in one of my classes, they were looking at issues or different campaigns on Amnesty International's website, and they participated in a writing campaign. Nobody had to, and there were lots of different options for them, lots of different stories of people whose rights were being violated. A number of students in that class had read about a man who'd been in solitary confinement for over 40 years, and they wrote to the government of that state. Each of them were writing their own letters. It wasn't just Oakland can sign this petition. And then we mailed their letters in. And it was really powerful for them when this man did get his freedom. He had been imprisoned while a member of the Black Panthers. But I got texts from students saying, hey, did you see the big news? So they were seeing it. I think it was over the weekend, and they were so excited to see that, you know, sometimes do see that a difference is made. Now, there were students writing about other issues where no action was taken, and that's reality. Today, government students, they saw a little something on child slavery, or on slavery in general, actually. That's a really big civil rights violation in the worst way. So helping students see that there are all sorts of places where people do need others to speak up on their behalf. Mm-hmm. I really want to help create students who feel like they have a voice and who speak up on the little things in their day-to-day lives, because that makes a difference right here, right now. There is a member of our community that I've had come speak to the students before, who she had lived for a time right next to Martin Luther King Jr. and his family, and she is a white woman who integrated into a black college back during the Civil Rights Movement. Her story is powerful to students, and they see, okay, here's this person from this community, the Waco School District, who went on and did this. I think it's really powerful for them to hear stories and to see ways that everyday people are making a difference.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Waco teacher Renee Reichenbach, who received the Civil Rights, Civil Liberties Excellence in Teaching Award given at the Iowa Council for the Social Studies Conference. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.